And that process has to be very inclusive with all the stakeholders at the table. So, you know, we dive into each of those issues that we have with the proposal, and those are, you know, it's a laundry list of concerns, not the least of which is that they are including every ditch and ephemeral stream across this country as a tributary and automatically jurisdictional under the Clean Water Act. So there are many issues that we have with this proposed rule, and ultimately what we have told the agencies is that there are so many issues, you have got to withdraw it and start over again.
The comment period on this rule ends November 14th, and thus McDonald urges cattle producers and landowners to get their comments in.
It's of the utmost importance for every producer across this country and every single person involved in the agriculture industry in this country to let EPA know exactly how far overreaching they've gone with this proposal. We highly encourage everyone to file comments. There's an easy way to do it at beefusa.org, and you can just follow the prompts and easily comment that way. So we highly encourage every producer to follow those comments.
Again, to do so, simply go to beefusa.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.